Congratulations on your engagement. I know firsthand the excitement and joy of this time of life. Falling in love, getting engaged, planning your wedding, and getting married. I want to talk to you now as you are in the midst of all the excitement and planning, and bring to your attention some of the things we at Elmbrook believe are the most important. We believe that God created marriage, and He knows the most about it. As a result, we are eager to help you discover what God has to say about marriage, and to help you better prepare so that you may experience the love-filled, satisfying, deep marriage that God desires for you. We learn from Scripture that we are all broken people, marred by sin and selfishness. Because of this, our relationships both with God and others suffer, including our marriages. The good news is that God does not want to leave anyone in brokenness. That is why Jesus Christ, who is God, came and lived, died, and rose again, conquering death and sin. When we accept Him in our lives, we are also given the power to overcome the brokenness inside by becoming what Scripture calls a new creation and being reconciled and blessed by God. When you accept the gift of a relationship with God that comes in believing and trusting Jesus Christ, you now can live more like God created you to live. When you are close to God, you have all the resources that you truly need to live unselfishly and to love others wholly. You also have God's resources for dealing with the inevitable problems that occur in any relationship. Look at it this way. A Christian marriage is a three-way commitment, both to each other, but most importantly, each to God. When a couple is committed to God, they commit themselves to the one who will never stop loving them. The certainty of God's commitment to them gives them the strength to remain committed to each other, even when the hard times come. As a part of the premarital preparation process, we want everyone who desires to be married at Elmbrook Church to consider whether you have accepted Christ into your life. Humbling yourself before God and committing to follow Him with your strength, all your might, and all your soul. The first question we ask you, both bride and groom, is whether you have both individually accepted Christ into your lives. Since we're in the position of beginning Christian marriages, we want to ask this of you both, as we believe it is the foundation for both a fulfilling and a love-filled life and marriage. On your wedding application form, you will notice there is a question asking how you are growing spiritually. Answer honestly and individually. Tell us whether you have made a commitment to Christ and when that was done. For some, it may have been since childhood. For others, you may have fallen away but recently returned to Christ. The key question for you is whether you will choose to follow Christ with your life, whether this is a first-time decision or a reaffirmation. What flows out of a relationship with Christ is a Christ-like way of living. Let's look at ways to live that are pleasing to God, ways that demonstrate we are serious about our commitment to Him. In the Bible, we learn that Christ-likeness is the goal for those committing to follow Him. You don't need to be perfect, but we believe that as you make small choices to honor God, you grow in that and your love for Him. We want to look at how you can do that with your marriage relationship and more currently, your engagement. We also want you to evaluate how you are growing spiritually together. We believe in the importance of marriage involving God through prayer, godly encouragement, and God's unconditional love being poured out on each other. Evaluate together how you are now learning to be Christ-like, both individually and together. Church attendance is key to spiritual growth. Part of our wedding policy is that we can only do weddings for people that are regular attenders for 6 months or more at Elmbrook. We would like you to indicate when you began attending the church and a commitment to regular weekly worship at the church. Another necessary topic is your involvement with each other. Sexual temptation prior to marriage is nothing new. Even the Bible speaks of it. Couples back in the times the Bible was written faced some of the same temptations that you may be facing now. In 1 Corinthians 7, God, through the Apostle Paul, talks about the problems with the immoral society in which he lived. He talked about God's ideal, about not being sexually involved outside of marriage. Sexual relationships between those who are not married are out of bounds. God has provided marriage as the place of proper expression of the sexual life. As followers of Jesus, even when it may be difficult to, It is important that we follow God's standards and wait for sexual relationships with each other until it is within the bounds of marriage. Even if you have already been involved sexually, we ask that you would make the commitment from now until your wedding day to abstain sexually. Another issue that comes up in the premarital process is the topic of living together. The message that one gives by living together before marriage is that being married does not constitute a special change. At Elmbrook, we believe that it does. There is reason why the scriptures say that a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and that the two should become one flesh. There is a leaving of the single life when one is married and a joining. This includes the sexual, but also the economic and living arrangements. To be living together prior to marriage is to say that doesn't matter, but it does. It sends the wrong message to the world and to each other. You are saying that you can begin living together as a married couple, even though you are not. We would ask that as part of your commitment to us, that you make a commitment not to live together. For those people who have particular difficulties with this, we ask that you would let us know so that we can talk about alternatives for you in regards to living arrangements. We are asking that you have a commitment to the Lord to live for Him wholly and fully. In response to that commitment, we are asking that you will be growing spiritually, worshiping at church weekly, and committing to sexual purity. For those couples that make these commitments, we are absolutely thrilled to be part of this journey with you. If you would like to be married at Elmbrook Church, we would ask that you start the process by first reading through our wedding policy and completing the wedding application available on our website. Additional information regarding Elmbrook's wedding process is also outlined there. For those of you who are getting married a second time, there is a special section at the end of the application we would like you to complete. We again congratulate you on your upcoming marriage, and we hope this season will be a rich experience as you prepare for married life together. We at Elmbrook are committed to helping you, not just for your special day, but for a fulfilling marriage.